Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. Last night, the Sixers defeated the Charlotte Hornets 108-94. Ben Simmons was the story of this day, on this night. Simmons finished with 11 points. He had 15 assists, and he had 12 rebounds, 3 steals, and 0 turnovers in 33 minutes, 1 second, right? This was Simmons' ninth triple-double of the season. It was the 19th time that he had 10 or more assists in a season. This season, that basically broke Allen Iverson's record. Allen Iverson had 18, so he broke AI's rookie record. Now, also, these 19 games with 10 or more assists are second behind John Wall, who had 25 in the 2010-2011 season. Now, John Wall is an all-star point guard, you all know, with the Washington Wizards. So Ben Simmons was basically balling. I mean, Ben Simmons, this is a night where I think that Ben Simmons probably locked up Rookie of the Year. I mean, there's been a lot of people, talking about him and, other people. Most prominently, Donovan Mitchell out of Salt Lake, with the Utah Jazz. Mitchell will probably finish second. Well, he most definitely will finish second. But you would have to say before this night and before, like last week, it was going to be one of those things where it could have gone either way. But the fact that Simmons has 9 triple-doubles, 9 of them, the fact that he has 19 games where he had 10 or more assists, before I was kind of leery of saying like he was a front runner, the front runner, just because you never know how people are going to vote. But right about now, you think that when you say the guy has 9 triple doubles, he'll probably end up with 11 in the regular season. You know, it's one of those things where, you have to give him the nod. And the way he got it, the thing is, Simmons in the clutch, he was phenomenal. Like what really impressed me was the 13-0 run. The game was scored at 88 all, right? And the Sixers go on a 13-0 run. Simmons scored 2 points. They were the final 2 points of that run, and he made it from the foul line, right? But before that, the run starts with him with an assist to Marco Bellinelli, right? Then next thing you know, they come down again. He has an assist on a 3-pointer to Robert Covington. Bang. They come down again. He has another assist on a 3-pointer to Covington. Bang. The next thing you know, Marco gets survived in the 3-point show. An assist by Simmons. And then the last time, Simmons drives the lane and he goes up for a layup and he gets fouled. So he goes to the foul line. So, this guy, he produced when they really needed him to do it the most, and like I said, he broke the record of Allen Iverson. He has the most, this is crazy though when you think about it, he has the most triple-doubles in the season since Wilt Chamberlain back in the day. Wilt had like 31, which is crazy, but that just tells you how good of a player Wilt was. But the thing about it is, it was, I don't want to call the guy out, but Dwight Howard, after the game, kind of complained about the officiating, and he felt as if that the officiating had a lot to do with the Sixers, getting this victory, right? So here's the thing that you guys have to know. So Dwight Howard picked up 5 fouls, which is true. He picked up five fouls. But when you want to factor in, his team only had 12 fouls. The 76ers had 22 fouls. Now, he was complaining that Joel Embiid was getting a lot of calls. Now, while Dwight had five fouls, Joel had four, right? So then you look at it and you see three throw shooting. The Charlotte Hornets attempted 30 shots, foul shots. They made 24. So they shot 80% from the field. Okay, so then you look at the 76ers. The Sixers got to the foul line eight times and they made six, right? But Dwight was asked a question. He was asked about what the difference of the game was and the game was, and he went on and started saying, like, basically it was the officials. He said how, you know, he felt like they decided, not really decided, but he said they gave the Sixers the momentum. You know, he felt like Embiid was getting a lot of calls and this and that. And he's going to end up getting fined over this. But really, it doesn't back up anything. Like, when you tell me, yes, he had five fouls, Embiid might have got some calls, but Embiid got four. But when you see that the Sixers had 22 fouls called compared to 12 by Charlotte, and then that Charlotte attempted 30 foul shots and the Sixers only attempted eight, you know, I think Dwight may wish that he didn't say it, you know, when he goes back and he looks at the stats, because it just doesn't add up at all. I mean, it just doesn't add up at all. And I'm going to read to you his quote, what exactly he said. I thought it was crap the whole night. I thought the referees did a good job of trying to keep players out of the game. I don't think it was fair calls all night. It's not cool. I think that really got the momentum for the other team. The officiating hasn't been that bad all year, so I was pretty upset about that. You know, that's not good, player. That's not good to say. But, you know, the thing about it is the Sixers were really hurt Charlotte, even though they were able to come back a little bit, was kind of like how they played in the third quarter, right? So, you know the Sixers were down 56-49 at the half, right? But then things changed in the third quarter. The Sixers took an 81-70 lead in the fourth after outscoring the Hornets 32-14. Excuse me, in the third. The Sixers did that with a defensive effort that Brett Brown was proud of. Charlotte, get this, y'all, made just 19% of their shots in the third quarter. Charlotte shot 4 of 21. So Jeremy Lamb made 2 of 5. Kemba Walker made 1 of 5. And Dwayne Bacon made 1 of 2. The rest of the squad went 0 for 9. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought the game was over right then and there, right? Because the Sixers, you know, shot 52.2% in that quarter, and they made 7 of 14 threes. So you're saying to yourself, like, yo, this game is over. But the Hornets basically opened the fourth quarter with an 18-7 run and knotted the score at 88. But from that point forward, that's when the Sixers went on that 13-0 run to basically put the game out of reach, you know. So it was a good game. Ben Simmons basically locked up Rookie of the Year. The Sixers got a much-needed win in the race. Right now they're a half a game behind the Washington Wizards in the Eastern Conference standings. The Sixers still have the sixth spot. Washington has the fifth with five games left. With 13 games left. Don't ask me what I'm talking about. But they have it with 13 games left. So it's going to be a pretty good race. The Sixers, I keep saying it, They have the easiest schedule remaining. I expect them to get a top four seed. So, you know, we'll see what they can do. But I expect them to get it. But this was a much-needed victory. They play the Memphis Grizzlies on Wednesday, and then they go to Orlando on Thursday. So, you know, right now we're talking about two more winnable games. So the Sixers could have that fifth spot come, what is it, come Friday. They could be the fifth seed come Friday. But again, Ben Simmons showed why he should be the Rookie of the Year. I think he'll get it. And Dwight Howard said some things that, you know, really didn't add up. Embiid did finish with 25 points, game high. He had a career high tying 19 rebounds. He had 4 blocks, but he also had 9 turnovers. Hey, I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.